water. What's going to be shachar pachut tehillah pachut? Let's say you made a shechita on the yosh pachut, and then also you burnt it pachut. Sechayiv, or this you bechayiv both. Rashi says, af alalo shechita pachut piyosh. Hibrach monos, because it's a riba krua me oya shei shachet, that if you shecht an oif of the korban pachut, you chayiv a shechita chut. In other words, since pachut, the oifen of the hechsher of an oif, is with shechita, if you do it pachut, that's called the shechita chut, you chayiv by an oif. So what then if afterwards you burn it pachut, you chayiv secondly for the aloya chut. So the Mishnah says, nimsa comes out, that berach hechsher b'fnim patru pachut. If you do it the derech, the way usually is hechsher b'fnim, meaning if you have the oif, then inside you're supposed to make a malika. If you make the malika pachut outside, Takiya Potter means nothing. That's called Nimsa Derech Hechsher B'Fnim is Potter Bachut. But the opposite way, Derech Hechsher B'Bachut, the way usually you machshir an oif, Bachut is with a shechita, is Potter B'Fnim. If you make a shechita inside the Azar on an oif, you also be Potter. A shechita B'Fnim on an oif means nothing, it's not fit for the Mizbeach, it's Potter, but be no chiv on a loy chut. The Rabbi Shimon adds and says, that kol shechayav malo bachut, chayav malk yoytze ba'defnim. Any type of an avoido, that yichayiv bachut, if you do it bachut, who was it if you do it defnim, also you'll be a chayiv. That ak yoytze ba'defnim, if you do it inside, and you make halois bachut, yichayiv. So, but the Mishnah ends off, chut excluding min ha-shaykha defnim malo bachut, and you make a shechita defnim on a knife, and then you burn the bachut, here he agrees that you put them. Because otherwise, this would have been a perfect example what Rav Shimon means to say that Koshriyav Mala Bachut, that usually a Shechita Bachut is called a Shechita. He held it, you do it inside. Chuy meant to say, you make a Shechita on the earth inside, and now you burn it outside, that you be Chayiv. But the Mishnah says no, on this case of HaShechita B'Fnim, and Mala Bachut, he agrees that the Potter. So we have to see in the Gemara exactly what cases of Shimon being Marva. Now the Gemara is, Hayach Sheiroi, what does the Mishnah mean to say that Nimsa Derech Hechsher B'Fnim is Poitra B'Chut? The Mahayach Sheiroi, Chiyuvihu, means to say the way you chayiv by Chut. Mosarech Nami, Tani Chiyuvai, that the way you do it by Chut, that you be chayiv, if you do it B'Fnim, you potter. That by Shechitas Oif by Chut, that for that you chayiv, but if you do a Shechitas B'Fnim, you be potter. Then the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon says that usually anything yichayev olav b'chut, yichayev mach yetzib b'fnim, but excluding ashechet b'fnim umal b'chut. More says as so, ha'ichi koi, where is Rav Shimon coming, what is he eating on? Well, if you want to tell me our race is going on, the race to koi, but the race of our Mishnah says, that ha'moylek ois b'fnim, if you make a mulik on a ois b'fnim, there a b'chut, then you burn a b'chut, chai, that's a good case, v'ad, it's hechshe b'fnim, so it's royal for the Mizbeach. Now if you burn the Bachut, you chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Molas Bachut? Let's say you make some leek on an oif Bachut, and then your Hela Bachut, you burn it outside Potter, because the leek of Chut means nothing. And so if on this, the Yomalei and Shimon says on this, no, that Yehecha the Penim Mechayiv, the same way if you make some leek inside on the oif, and then you burn it outside, that you chayiv, he needs to say the Chut's not in the chayiv, you make a malika on the yosh pachut, also yichayiv. Maybe that's what the Shimon meant to say. And so the Gemara says, Haikol shechayav molo bachut. What does it say in Russian of? Whenever yichayiv bachut, he should have said differently. He should have said, Kol shechayav molo b'fnim mi boilei. And it needs to be marba that a malika bachut yichayiv, he should have said, since if you make the malika, which is achter b'fnim, yichayiv bachut, not to say the opposite way, Kol shechayav bachut, he should have said, Kol shechayav molo b'fnim mi boilei. The kiss is not talking about when you make a malika chut. Ela rather, maybe talking like this. Ela shiheicha de bachut loy mechayiv, maybe just like if you make a malika on a nice bachut, you're not chayiv if you burn it later bachut. So maybe b'fnim nami loy mechayiv. Maybe he needs to say, who did if you make a malika b'fnim, and then you burn it outside, maybe yag is also not chayiv. The Lord says, no, so, Haikol shein chayav mala bachut ni boilei. He should have said the case, anything that you're not chayav bachut, if you do it inside, also you potter. What did he say? Kos chayav mala bachut? It should have said, Kol she'en chayov mono b'chutz niboy lei. So when it says, I'll tell you, Ela maybe Reb Shimon is going on the Sefer. Ela our Sefer Kohen is going on the Sefer. The Sefer says, Ha'ashoychet ois tefnim. If you shech the ois kodshim inside, that means nothing is in the veil of like. And then the Ela b'chutz, you burn it outside potter. What's going to be shochet b'chutz? It says, no, if you make a shechita b'chutz, that's the derech ha'chferoi b'chutz. And then the Hema Bachutz, the Rebbeinu Bachutz Chayiv, that's what the Tanna Kama says. And on this, Rebbe Shimon says, that's in the sense like this. That's Yehecha de Befnim, Ulay Mechayiv, just like a Shechita Tanamayiv Kachim Befnim. Yepotar, that's called nothing, the Echshere Befnim is a Malika. Not a Shechita, he means to say, maybe, Bachutz Nami Ulay Mechayiv, if you make a Shechita on an Ayiv Kachim Bachutz, he also knows Yepotar. Maybe that's what the Shimon means to say. The Mora says, no, if so, Haikol Shein Chayozu Miboilei. He should have said, anything that you're not Chayiv, Miboilei. Because he's saying now, just like in the Penin, you're not Chayiv on a Shechitas Oif, so what in Bachut you're not Chayiv on a Shechitas Oif. That's what he should have said. Kol Shein Chayozu. What does it say, Loshno? Kol Shein Chayozu. He can't be going in this case either. Ella rather is going with this. And it needs to say, just like you make a shechit the bachut on a knife. Oif kotshim yichayiv. So b'fnim nami mechayiv. Maybe he needs to say, what did you make a shechit on a knife kotshim b'fnim? Also you'd be chayiv if you go and burn it outside. The Mora says, no, like that would have been good in his lashon. But the Mishnah, the Mora says, no. For Kitani, it's a filling in our Mishnah that chutz excluding mina shechit b'fnim. If you shech the korban inside, and then you have a mala bachut, you burn it outside. So in this case, Reb Shimon is made the Yipoto. And so, what is the case that Reb Shimon is saying, Yuchayis? Gemara says, Omar Ziri says, I'll tell you, Shchitas Behema Balaylo Ikibinayu. Reb Shimon means to be made to say Yuchayis, if you make a Shchita on a Korban Balaylo, that's enough Kamina. Whether then you burn it, Bachus of Yuchayis or not. Rochi Korban, this is what Reb Shimon meant to say, that the same thing applies. Ha'shoychet beimah b'tnin b'layla. If you shech a korban, a behema, a korban b'layla. Inside, b'layla v'shchit is possible. And then, v'elma b'chut, if you burn it outside, potter. The Tanakhama says you potter. Since the shchit is layla, is not called a shchit of akotchim, it's not fit to burn it on the mizbeach. Yes, if you burn it b'chut, you potter. What's going to be shachat b'chut b'layla? Let's say you shech the korban outside the Beis Hamikdash at night time. And then the Hema Bachut, you also burn your Bachut, Abadachai, Yichai both, for the Shechit and for the law. That's what the Tanna Kama is saying. And now on this, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon comes to say an end, that Kol Shechayov Mala Bachut, that's why you make your Shechit on the Hema Bachut, Balayla. Yichayovin, Yichayiv, is the same thing, Chayov Mak Yetzir Bifnim, that if you Shech the Hema Bifnim in the Yazor Balayla, and then the Hema Bachut, you burn the Bachut, that's Yichayiv. That's what Hashem means here. That the Maestro, since if it's all Alam is Deyach, Obila Yerdu, that's called the Skab of Asnim, therefore if you burn the Bachut, it's like a Chayiv. But Chutz Min Ashrecha, but excluded by an Oif, Chutz Min Ashrecha, it's Oif to Asnim. If you shech the chicken, if you shech an Oif, a knife of a Korban, the Turim, and a Yaina, you shech the Asnim, the other Bachut, when you burn the Bachut, that should be Potter, since he agrees, that a Shech is Oif, the Asnim means nothing. I think in the Shechitas Behema Balayla, that means something, since the din is Yamon Lo Yerdu, therefore if you do it Bachut, you'll be Chayiv. If you burn a Bachut, you're Chayiv. The Gemara says, Rava says, that Kabbalah, the Kri Chayil, Ikivinayu. Could be enough, Kamina is, if the Kri made the Kabbalah with the Kri Chayil. Not with the Kri Shoris, but the Postle Kabbalah. Rochi Kab, this is what the Mishnah needs to say. The Chayna Mekabah, the Kri Chayil, the Snin. The Ema Bachut Potah. If the Kohen made a Kabbalah in the Kli Chayil, it's not called a good Kabbalah. So therefore, it's not worthy for the Rik, it's not worthy to be burnt the Snin. Now, if you hella, you burn the meat, Bachut, you potter. But on the Kabbalah of the Kli Chayil Bachut, if you make a Kabbalah in the Kli Chayil Bachut, the Hella Bachut, you burn the Bachut, Chayif. And this is Shimon Aymen, no, Kosh Chayov Mola Bachut. The same way if you make a Kabbalah of the Kli Chayil Bachut, that you Chayif, Hatei Chayov Makiyot, the Bachut, the Snin. The same thing, if you do it to Snin, also you'll be Chayiv, and then the Hela Bachut, you made a Shechitas Snin on the Korban, and then the Kabbalah was Posse, you made a Kabbalah in the Kli Chayil, but then you took the meat outside and you burnt it, you'll be chayif. Chutz excluding min ha-shoychet oif b'fnim. If you shech the oif b'fnim, hella b'chutz, you'll be chayif. And the reason of Shimon is that since it alochers by nishpach adam, even if the kabbal of nishpach adam, the din is imol lo yerdu. So since it's miskabal b'fnim, what if you burn him b'chutz, you'll be chayif alo b'chutz. Now the Gemara says, but hashta now, the Tony Avud Ishmael bar Rabbi Yitzchak, that Avud Ishmael said over the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Hamoylek Ois Tefnim, if a crane makes some leak of the Tefnim, Ve'ela Bachutz Chayiv, and then he takes it outside and burns it outside, Avadi Chayiv. What about Molek Bachutz? Let's say a crane makes some leak of Bachutz, and Ve'ela Bachutz, cloud up a crane could be even though you throw him, they made a leak of Ois Bachutz, and he burns the Bachutz, Potter, that's the Shabbat on the Shambo. But Rabbi Shimon Mechayiv, Rabbi Shimon says no, Sul Yechayiv, on a Malika Sul Yechayiv. And so I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon Osam Koi, Rabbi Shimon Al Mishnah, needs to say like this. And the Torah learned Al Mishnah like this. Kol Shechayov Mola Befnim, any type of an avoid like the Malika Tnim, that the Ela Bachut Yechayov Mola, that you'll be Chayiv, and who are in Chayov Mola Bachut. That if you make the Malika Bachut, and then you burn the Bachut, also you'll be Chayiv. That's what Rabbi Shimon means here in the Mishnah. That even though the Malika was done Bachutz, and a Malika Bachutz means nothing but so what? Since Tefnim it means something, and then you burn it outside, you be Chayiv, the same thing, if you made a Malika Bachutz, and then you burn the Bachutz, you'll also be Chayiv. I will just read the Mishnah, we'll continue on, we'll on the next. Mishnah says, Chatesh Kibu Dama Bekei Sechod, Nosam Bachutz, Lechaz of Nosam Tefnim, that Tefnim, Lechaz Nosam Bachutz is Chayiv, Shekulu Roy Tefnim, Kibu Dama Bishnei Kaisa Nosam Bishnei Tefnim, Potish Nei Bachutz, Chayiv, Ech Vezmim, Ech Vezmim, Ech Vezmim, Ech Vezmim, Ech Vezmim, Chayiv Al Achitzen, Vezmim Al Mechapem, Loma, Loma Adama Deyma, Loma Fes Chatot, Yisrael Fes Chatot, Yisrael Fes Chatot, Yod Yilot, Yisrael Fes Chatot, they said for us, second one, it's a turn of, we'll start over again, we'll start this mission over on the other side. You're up to a Kuf Yud Aleph on the days, on the bottom by the Mishnah. That Mishnah over again, it says, Ha-Chatis Shekibu Dema B'Kei Techet. If a Kohen was bringing a Korban Chatis, and he made the Kabbalah, he receives it done in one Kli Sholos. Now, Nosan Bachutz. Let's say first he took this down outside the Azorah, and there was Rika Chutz, and then the Chos of Nosan Mechnim, when he brought the down back in again, he made his Rika on the Mizbeach. Allah is, Allah the opposite way. That Tefnim, first he made his Rika on the Mizbeach, the chaz of Nosa Mechutz, and then he took like the Shirayim, the leftover dam of it, and he made it Rika Bachutz. So Chayiv, our Mishnah says in both these cases, Yechayiv. Why? Shakulu Roy Lada Mechnim. Because all this dam that you made a Kabbalah in this one Kli Shavis, all the dam really is fit to be brought inside. Meaning even the Shirayim is fit to be brought inside. And the Gemara says, well, since our Mishnah goes to the court of Nechemya, Chatzis HaPnim, that since the Shirayim is Makev, it has to be brought on the Mizbeach, you said of the Mizbeach, therefore if you make this Rika Bachutz, Yichayiv. And the Reisha Lechur is also Pshita, that you make Kabbalah Saddam, and first you did Bachutz, so Pshita Yichayiv is Rika Chutz, and then you brought it B'Fnim, so both cases Yichayiv is Rika Chutz. What's going to be though, let's say, Kibbul Dama B'Shnei Kaisis, that's what the Kohen Mishas, he made the Kabbalah Saddam, he used two separate cups, two separate kaisos. Now, Nosan Shnei Mifnim, let's say he used both of them, he made both of them as Zrika inside the Mizbeach, so Potter. Or that's Shikra, there's no Zrika Chutz, so that is Potter. What's going to be Shnei Bachutz? Let's say from both cups, he made the Zrika Bachutz for Chayiv. The Maisa is like one big Avera. If he did it with one Shayyeh, he's only Chayiv one Chatzis. If he did it with two Shkogis, meaning he made his Rika from one cup, and then he remembered, and then he forgot again and made his Rika in the second cup, or be Chayiv the second Chatzis, he's Chayiv to the Yisra of Srika Chutz. What's going to be Echad B'Fnim? With one of these cups he made his Rika B'Fnim, the Echad Bachutz, and then with the second cup he spilled that blood outside, so Potter, then it'll be Potter. Because once you made his Rika with one cup inside, the second cup becomes like Nidcha. It's not fit to be used anymore in the Panim, therefore if you bring it Bachutz, you potter. That's going to be the opposite way. Let's say Echad Bachutz. First, one of these two cups you use to make the Zrika Chutz outside, the Echad B'Fnim. Then the second cup you use to make the Zrika inside, the locher is chayiv al achitzon on the zrika that you made outside. That was fit to be brought inside. So now you'd be chayiv korus for zrika chutz. So you have to leave in the chaper. And the zrika that was done inside, that's kosher, that's in the chaper. Now the Mishnah explains, the Mahadav Adem, what is it like when you have two cups of blood? L'mashrish chatos of yovda. First, not a chiyus is in the korban chatos, and he set aside one korban and he left it. So it's for shacher tachterot. And then he set aside a second korban instead of the first one. The yachakach nimtei tereshayna. And then he found the first korban, the hareshteyim oindeis. Both korbanos are standing in front of him. Halachariz, shachat stein bifnim. Let's say he brings both korbanos inside. Sepata, nice to both of them is proper. Shikta, like there's no shikta chutz. Harada is proper. What's going to be though? Shachat stein bachutz. Let's say he brought both of them outside. Throw sechayiv. At the time, each one was fit to be brought with nim. Therefore, each one that brings outside, he's chayiv. Again, if it's both chad shaki, could be chayiv one. If it's two shkogas, could be chayiv two chatoiv. What's going to be achas b'fnim v'achas b'chutz? First, he brings one korban inside. So it's called like the bailam was mischapim. And by chatish, it's chapim baleo, the second one is the mitzvah law. So therefore, then, v'achas b'chutz, he brought the second one outside, so potter, he would not be chayiv for shute chutz. Because the second one now is not fit to be brought lefnim anymore. But the same thing by these two kaifes, that he brought the first one lefnim, the second one is not fit anymore. What's going to be achas tachutz, one korban you shechted outside first, so you chayiv, the achas lefnim, then you bring the second korban inside, without the yotzer. So chayiv al lechitzayno, so you have to nim, it's mechaper, the one you made a shechut tachutz on, that's you chayiv for. But apnimi is the second one you brought inside, that's yotza, that's in chapter. That's but that's chapter, see, mekayim the mitzvah, they had a kapara. Now the Mishnah says, kishem shadama, pray to us the Torah, the same way when you make a zrika for dam and one chapter, so zrika is not of its boss and meaning, it takes off the yisamila, like this the korban chapter has a yisamila on it, but once you make the zrika, since it's matter, it gives the hetzer from the kohanim, teach from the bosom, the yisamila goes off it. So kachu, here us, in this case, we have two chatoyis, both set aside. Kachu, poitras, tefach avertah. When you bring the first korban, lemaisa, now the second one is not fit to be brought anymore. Because since we brought the first one, it's like a chatish and a chatlo balaho. But the second one is lemisa's law. But since the second one now is not fit to be brought the panin, therefore the yisamila goes off it. See, here, when you shech, when you make a zrika of the first chatish, it takes off the yisamila. Not only from its own bottom, but even from the second korban, since now that korban is not fit to be brought lefanim, now it's considered a chapish and a chapu baler, that's lemi sozlo. So therefore the yisamila goes off, the yiraisa.